Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You have a team that's 7 games over .500. That would be the Milwaukee Brewers. And at the 1/3 point of the season, got to feel really good about where they are. One guy who I imagine feels great about where they are is Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Timmy, I know you used the term 2019 championship season. Having seen the Brewers go through this first third of the schedule, playing all those tough teams and still 7 over, you got to feel even better now, right?
Yeah, in a way, for sure, because you're right. The 1/3 mark of the season, it's on Sunday, after Sunday's game, 3-game set here against the Phillies. There's your 54 games, and it's tough. We're trying to pick up the pieces here after a tough Bucks loss last night, but you know, there is a little light at the end of the tunnel, you're right, in Wisconsin sports, that the Brewers all told at 29-22. It could be a lot worse, and I hate using that term, but that's the facts. That's the fact of the matter, that with the injuries, with the rough schedule, with some underperformances, some slow starts, I mean, we could go on and on. The injury is probably the biggest thing that put these guys in a hole early. But you're right, at 29-22, they're 7 over. They're right there. Here's what good teams do, Kevin, and you know this. Good teams, they hold serve. And I heard Craig Counsell say that term the other day. They do hold serve. And this team is 6-6 in their last 12. And that's hold and serve. There's 162 games here, guys. You're going to have some windows of time where it's just status quo. You're just knocking down squares off the calendar. And that's what they're doing right now. So all told, yeah, could it be better? Sure. But it sure could be a heck of a lot worse.
Yeah, and that series now at home against the Phillies will be a fun one, because the Phillies continue this stretch where the Brewers are playing all of these teams that are way over 500, first-place teams in the standings, Philly up by 1.5 over Atlanta in the standings. This is going to be a fun test, not just because the opponent is a first-place team, but because we're going to get to see Bryce Harper in his new digs. We get to see Bryce taking his hacks in a Phillies uniform. I think it's interesting, Tim, that Bryce Harper can be an irritating guy, I think, if you're not a fan of his team. But I don't know if Milwaukee has an irritation with him. Certainly not the way they do for Manny Machado.
No, it's not too bad at all. And this is a good Philadelphia Phillies team. Then make no mistake about that. They're good, Kevin. And the Brewers played them toe to toe a week or so ago in Philadelphia, taking 3 of 4 against Philly. And they're going to face 3 of the same pitchers in this series over the weekend. But, yeah, they're a good team. They're right there locked in a battle with Atlanta. The Mets are starting to fall off a little bit, just a tick. They're getting beat up by injuries. I just saw their leadoff hitter, McNeil, who I really like, is tailing off here with an injury. And then the Nationals are really – they're a little messy. And so that race in the East, two teams, Atlanta, Philly – obviously, we know what's going on in the Central here, and it's no surprise that these guys are going back and forth. But boy, the schedule just has not been the Brewers' friend, man. And after this weekend, oh, look at this! Now you get the Minnesota Twins, who are outstanding. So when does it let off? When does it let up? It will. It will.
You know, Tim, the thing that has helped the Brewers, I think, too, they've gone through this young pitching and so on, but the offense has been consistent, and it's deep, and it's also a glimpse in the last week or so into how much organizational depth there is. I know the Brewers are not one of the top-ranked farm systems, but they just produced Keston Hiura, and Keston is doing his best to make that Travis Shaw decision a real difficult one, isn't he?
Man, that is a tough one, Kevin. You know as much about the Brewers as anybody. That is going to be interesting, and maybe it will play itself out. Maybe there's an IL stint for a position player, which opens the door for a difficult decision made easier. Travis Shaw, you don't want to lose him mentally. That does play a part here. We saw a couple of years ago, he was very candid about talking about his platoon situation with, of all people, former Brewer Aaron Hill out there in Boston. So do you lose him? Is he a foundational player moving forward? I think he is, because I think it's the versatility. If you can find a spot for him, Kevin, listen, I love HP as a utility guy, jack-of-all-trades guy. But imagine if Travis Shaw does mentally sign on to this as a utility guy, and he can play first, second, or third. A good left-handed bat off the bench. He would be a great double switch guy. If the splits are good, he'd get the start here and there. I hope there's room for him, but I don't know where the room is, and that decision is going to be tough. And the way it looks right now is they're probably going to send Keston Hira back down. That's just the way it looks.
And it's a lot of it is service time too, right? I mean, they know Hira is going to be arbitration eligible down the line, so these few weeks could come into play for them.
Yeah, and that's the part too that, you know, they will say that it's and I guess they won't say it in so many words, but you know this team is built to win now. They're going for it now, and the changes are not over. We're going to see some of these changes. Last year, you saw Gio brought in, Curtis Granderson, Joaquin Soria, Xavier Cedeno. So you did see some additions here, and we're going to have more of those. Now, whether or not that is going to include trades at the big league level with big league players, I'm not sure of that, but it's going to be interesting.
There's an interesting thought, too, about how starting pitching will be approached. Chase Anderson gets the start today, and Chase has been, I think, sneaky good since he's come back. I know he missed the weeks with the blister, but they need veteran starting pitching. And that I wonder if that is really the sole focus as we get toward the summer, if they're competitive and stay there, if it's time to pull the trigger and maybe go for not just a starting pitcher, not just a Gio or a Wade Miley, but like a you know, a bigger name, an impact name in the starting pitching realm.
Yeah, Mad Bum, he comes to mind. I mean, there may be some areas of talk there. And my dog's going to bark at any second, because when a truck rolls by, they believe the world is coming to an end.
There it is.
So there
right
it
on
is.
Cue.
Yeah.
It's okay, boy. It's okay.
But I think more importantly, it's going to have to be a reliever. And I think it's going to have to be a closer. You're right. Chase Anderson, sneaky good. And I go back to that April 20th game against the Dodgers. That's Saturday night. When Chase got forced into the start there, 38 pitches in the first inning, settles in to throw five scoreless, that was a huge tipping point, not just this year for Chase Anderson, but I think big picture in his career. That was a big one, Kevin. And he has pitched, you're right, and no one's given him a ton of credit. I mean, we are, because we follow it every day, but it really comes down to unleashing Josh Hader in the right scenarios, in the right situations. And it's got to go back to last year and how they did that. Right now, the most important thing in my estimation is a closer for this team. And because it slides everybody back. And then you go with the hot hand, whoever that might be. If that's going to be a Matt Albers when he's on a roll, okay, along with JJ to fill in. Alex Claudio, he's going to be the workhorse. We all know that. Junior Guerra has had a nice season thus far. But imagine a lockdown closer, and you slide everybody back. And Jake Arrieta, ironically, the Phillies coming into town here, made a comment when the Brewers were in Philly talking about, you know, the game got too late for us. We knew Josh Hader was back there. And in one of those Brewers wins, he made those comments after that game. We want that. The Brewers want that in the minds of the opponent. And to get there, the opponent knows they've got a good, clean seven-plus innings before Josh Hader's release. Now flip it the other way. Say they've got a closer. Now it is that game to, hey, man, it's the sixth inning. At any moment, Josh Hader could be unleashed. We need to make some moves here. That, to me, is the most important thing. because you do have a double chance here in the rotation to have either Chase or Jimmy Nelson step up and be very good for him. So be serviceable at the very least. I think it's closer, Kevin.
Closer would be a great idea. Tim Allen, the host of the Baseball Postgame Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee. Talking baseball with you is one of my favorite things to do. We should just call each other and talk baseball. We don't even need to do it on the radio.
Yeah, oh, I've been doing that for years off the air. I mean, we talk about that postgame show in Milwaukee now in its 14th season. I always comment about my old colleague and partner, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and we had said, well, there's nothing new here. Sparky and I have been doing this show since the early 90s together. It's just it hasn't been on a broadcast platform at all. It's nothing new, man. It's awesome.
You've been a quarter century of practice. Nothing wrong with that. Tim, thanks for joining us. Hope we got really good news to talk about this weekend at Miller Park.
You got it, Kevin. See you today.
That is Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, our flagship station in Milwaukee. And he is joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Right? He's joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.